Hey guys, is there an area in your life that this is a real problem area for you? It's something that you think you overcome, and you'll do good for a little while, and then you kind of circle back around, and it seems like you fall again. You fall to that addiction or that habit or that vice that you struggled with maybe for years, maybe since childhood, who knows? But it seems like, again, you think you have victory, and then all of a sudden, bam! It comes out of nowhere, it seems like, and it gets you once again. And you get to the point where you think, I am never going to overcome this obstacle. I'm never going to overcome this addiction or this habit or whatever it is. I'm never going to be able to get past it. Well, guys, let me tell you from the get-go, it is possible. Now, it's not through you doing your best, not through you determining in your mind only that you're going to overcome it. It's through Jesus Christ. It begins and ends with Jesus Christ. So let me walk you through a progression of scriptures here because, again, like I said, it begins with Jesus Christ. And if we look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says, she, talking about Mary, will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So again, starts with Jesus, right? We have to know that it begins there. He is the one who saves us from our sins, who gives us freedom. And talking about freedom, if we then go to John chapter 8, verse 36, it says, so if the Son, Jesus, sets you free, you will be free indeed. Whenever we go to Jesus with those problems, those things that we keep circling around and feel like we keep getting overwhelmed or overcome by, He makes us free. So it starts with Jesus. He was born so that He could set His people free. Then we go to Him and He sets us free. He makes us free when we confess our sin to Him and are willing to turn from it. And then Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So guys, once we've been set free from that addiction, that habit, whatever it is in your life that you keep coming up against and failing, once you are set free, stand fast. Take that ground. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. When it comes back around, be ready. Know what kind of prompts that addiction on. Look for ways to avoid the areas that will cause you to be tempted and possibly fail. But above all else, maintain your relationship with Jesus Christ. He is the one who is going to help you ultimately overcome this and be totally freed from it so that when it circles around again, you recognize it and you do not give in again. You do not let it conquer you. You are made more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. You can do it, guys, through Christ. He will strengthen you and you will be an overcomer. So today I just encourage you guys, get into God's word. Know that when it comes around again, you can have victory. I'll catch up with you next time.